Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
312-981-7200. I'm interested in hearing some of your family stories. If you have family members, friends, acquaintances, people who made the ultimate sacrifice, and the people for which we celebrate Memorial Day. It's nice to have an extra day off. It's nice to have a barbecue. It's nice to, you know, have all the things that we get a long weekend for. But the real reason for Memorial Day is to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Love to hear some of your stories. 312-981-7200. And I believe we have Dave on the line. Hi, you're on WGN.
Yes, good morning. I spoke to your producer earlier. Just so wanted to say thanks to my family, even if they can no longer hear me. My great grandfather, background and all the genealogy, found out he was at Gettysburg, volunteered when it was called Sheboygan Heights, which was a farm community, which is now the city of Sheboygan in Wisconsin. He went to Milwaukee to volunteer, wound up at Gettysburg wounded, and took 2 months to come back by wagon to get back to Wisconsin. And then my grandfather was World War One, wounded 3 times, put back in line, and then my son had 6 years in the Air Force. And he's now out.
Yeah. Where did your son serve?
My son was Air Force, and he had 2 tours in the Middle East.
In the Middle East. Okay. All right. Well, it's...
But he came back and using the GI Bill, got his master's, and he's doing something else.
Yeah. So. Good. Well, those are fantastic, stories, and must make you feel very proud that your family members, participated. And, you know, there's so much dissent in America right now. You know, here are people who are focused on defending what makes America great, and, you know, why it's important that we maintain our democracy and, protect it. And these are people who are walking the walk, definitely.
Even if you volunteered or if you were drafted, whatever, but, I mean, over the generations and how the people that came back, I missed Vietnam by 1 year, how the returning veterans from that conflict or how they were treated, but now how we treat our veterans, but they're still, you know, medically and benefits and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate your call, Dave. Thank you very much. This is Joe. You are on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Every August 6th, I think about this when the stories come up in the news. I had an uncle, John Andrew, who was the only American killed in the Bombing of Hiroshima.
Wow.
He was a photographer. A photographer's plane towered in the Gay and took some aircraft caught fire. They got him. And it's never mentioned that we lost someone in that bombing, but we did, and it was my uncle.
And what was his name again?
John Andrew.
All right. Well, we definitely salute him this morning and that horrible tragedy that took place there. I appreciate your call and remembering your family member this morning, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call, David.
You bet. Thank you, and have a good weekend. We'll take a quick break. We'll update news coming up in a few minutes. Meteorologist Mike Hammernick also coming up right after the newscast to give us the forecast for this holiday weekend. It's all coming up for you next on WGN. And hope you have a wonderful, fun, and safe holiday weekend amidst the burgers and the time off and whatever else you may be doing, enjoying the holiday weekend. We hope you'll take a few minutes to remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. It's about remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice, those who died in service of our country to protect what we have in America, and why so many people are so passionate still to protect what we have in America. But Memorial Day is the day that we set aside to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. I had mentioned earlier that I was very, very moved reading some of the stories. Lots of you have been posting on social media about family members, friends, mostly family members, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, who were in the Korean War, World War II, some World War I, even going back that far. the Gulf conflicts, where the ultimate sacrifice was made. And they are very, very moving stories to which we take our hats off and pay reverence, as we do really to all veterans and all of those who serve our country. For several years now, we have been playing back this reading that was sent to me many years ago called What is a Veteran? What is a veteran? Some veterans bear visible signs of their service. A missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside of them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel, the soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. So, what is a veteran? They're the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day to make sure that the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. They're the barroom loudmouth, dumber than 5 wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior has outweighed 100 times on the cosmic scales by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. He or she is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. They're a POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. They're the Paris drill instructor who has never seen battle, but has saved countless lives by turning slouchy, no-account rednecks and gang members into Marines, teaching them to watch each other's backs. They're the parade-riding legionnaires who pin on ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. They're the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals pass him by. They're one of 3 anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless depth. He's the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped to liberate a Nazi death camp, who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. They are ordinary yet extraordinary human beings, people who offered some of life's most vital years in the service of their country, who sacrificed ambitions so others would not have to sacrifice theirs. They are soldiers and saviors and swords against the darkness, and are nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say, thank you. That's all most people need to hear, and in most cases, it'll mean more than any medals that they could have been awarded or were awarded. 2 little words that mean a lot. Thank you.